freaking meltdowns and doing lines of cocaine and nicotine in the map, and you're yelling at me because they're not going fast enough. Babe, they're doing narcotics back there just to maintain this rush, just to keep up with the freaking demand in this place. They have to do drugs.
A girl in her pink water bottle against the world. You're listening to Girl Cool.
Welcome back. It's your girl, Holly Smith, for another episode of Girl Core. Guys, if you know me, there is one thing, and I will get shit done. I am a mother freaking worker, okay, guys? Since I was literally, like, probably, what, 15 and a half did I get my first job, I worked at Outback Steakhouse. If you don't know what Outback Steakhouse, it's a steakhouse that's Australian-themed. Yes, Australians do come to this restaurant, and every time they came, I was literally embarrassed and shook that they were there, because I was like, guys, this is literally a giant parody of your culture, country, place. It's hilarious. But yes, it is an Australian-themed steakhouse. I worked there until, like, I was literally, like, from 15 and a half to literally 18 when I graduated high school and went off to college. And during that time, though, I would always have two jobs, and I always worked in restaurants. I worked at, like, a breakfast restaurant. I worked at a pizza place. I did phone calls. I did ordering. I've done waitressing, serving, hostess. Like, if there's something to do, busing, I've probably done it when it comes to food service. Now, the food service industry is the best industry to be in when you're young, and I guess in America because of our tipping culture. Because when I was young, I could literally be working as, like, a way, which is like doing, like, the online orders for the restaurant, any orders that go outside, not dining into the restaurant. I would be getting home with cash, like $100 a night in cash. I would take home just doing, like, to go orders at the restaurant. So I made really good money. By the time I started being able to actually work as, like, a server and make money doing that, I was making really great tips. Like, I worked at a fine dining restaurant as well when I was in college, and at the fine dining restaurant, I probably made home like $600 to $500 a week in tips, because, you know, if you're working at a super high-end restaurant, the meals are super expensive, and that means the tip is going to be even better because the percentage is higher on the tab. And that's the thing. Blessed be anybody who's worked in, like, customer service, because it is hard work. Not only are you just clocking in at shitty hours and you don't want to work and you're tired as hell, but you have to be polite. And especially in America, where, like, the customer is always right and it's kind of, like, not in our control, you have to go through hell and bullshit. What the hell was I doing working two jobs at, like, 15 and a half? Like, I had no business serving grown people, grown adults, when I'm, like, 16, throwing fits at the host stand, crying because I wouldn't get them sat within, like, 20 minutes, even though, like, you're telling me, well, hey, busy restaurant, busy staff, we need time. It's going to be like an hour, and then they're mad in like 20 minutes, yelling at me, like cussing me out because they were so pressed. Like, it's insane. Like, customer service people are young adults, young teenagers going through shit and getting yelled at by, like, older generation, older people who are just really upset for no reason. Like, our waiters are having freaking meltdowns and doing lines of cocaine and nicotine in the map, and you're yelling at me because they're not going fast enough. Babe, they're doing narcotics back there just to maintain this rush, just to keep up with the freaking demand in this place. They have to do drugs. You drinking us to do drugs.
I don't know if it's just my luck, but I've had the craziest situations happen in restaurants. Like, crazy people come to restaurants and just, like, throw out their crazy pants everywhere. It's insane. One time I'm working, this lady and her man, they come in around, like, almost closing, like, last 30 minutes before close at, like, 11. Like, it was, like, 10:30. They come in. I'm like, hey, yeah, like, I'll get you seated. Just give me, like, 5 minutes. We don't have a lot of servers on right now, and we still have a few tables. Just, like, 5 minute wait. And she's like, okay, fine. And I just, like, go away, turn around, and go walk to the back for a second to grab some silverware to, like, restock. And then she starts, like, yelling, like, ma'am, ma'am, like, I need a menu. I need a menu right now. I need a menu right now. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, no worries. Like, you could have waited 5 minutes, but okay, yeah. So I go back, I give her a menu, and I'm like, already, like, okay, she seems a little demanding, whatever. I then sit at her table. Everything's good, but our server was still kind of busy. It was the end of the night, and we still had, like, a lot of tables coming in, though, so he needed a second. So I was going to help them and start their drink order. So I go up to the table, and I'm like, oh, what can I get you to drink tonight? And she's like, oh, I'll have, like, a glass of red wine. I took their drinks, and then I go back to the server. I give it to them. They come back. They set down their drinks, and then she's like, excuse me, I didn't order a wine. I can't have wine. I'm pregnant. And I was like, what? And I hear this because I'm at the host stand and I hear the server having this conversation. I was like, girl literally just ordered red wine. Like, I would not just write down red wine just to write down red wine. And she was like, I can't have this right now. Like, I am pregnant. That is absurd. Why would I drink wine? And my server was just like confused because they didn't even take the order. And he was just like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I can get you something else to drink. She's like, no, it's too late now. It's just the water. And I'm like, okay. And like the server comes up to me and is like, hey, like, what happened? Like, did you give her, like, did she order wine? She said she's pregnant. And I'm like, I don't know. No, she ordered red wine and she doesn't look pregnant. Like, I didn't know she was pregnant. How the hell am I supposed to know? That's not my job. But that's not where it, like, gets weird. No. Then their salads come out, okay? Their salads come out. And this woman is just like, hey, like, ma'am. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, what is she going to say now? And she's like, is there something in the dressing on the salad? And I was like, oh, yeah, it's like a ranch house dressing. Like, it's just like a ranch dressing. And she was like, this is not ranch dressing. And I was like, well, I can double check with like the kitchen, but I'm pretty sure it's ranch dressing. And she's like, no, I know what this is. Don't try to lie to me. And I was like, what? I'm sorry. Like, it's just ranch. And she's like, no, this is cum. And I was like, what? And she's like, this is cum. Somebody came in my salad. I shit you not, guys. I wish I was lying. I wish the story was fabricated and fake. But I have told this to my friends religiously since the day it happened. She tells me there is cum in her salad, that the cum is the dressing. And I'm like, I didn't even know how to keep a straight face here. I was literally flabbergasted. I remember just being like, what? One moment. Like, I don't know what the fuck to say to this. I am like not experienced enough to handle this. I was young when I was working there at this point, so I had no clue. I go back to my, like, to the chef, and I'm like, hey, some woman's really upset saying there's cum in her salad. He starts dying laughing. He's like, he thinks I'm joking. I'm like, no, like, seriously, some woman thinks her ranch dressing was replaced with cum. And he's like, are you serious? Go get a manager. So I go to my manager, I tell them. So this was really freaking embarrassing. Like, I'm like 15 or 16 here. I did not want to have to talk about cum with my older coworkers and that this lady thinks it's in her salad. And then I had to go up to my manager and tell her this. She was freaking speechless. And that woman was a hard ass. She was hard to, you know, crack. She was tough. She'd been in the industry since forever. I think she like worked her way up from like when she was like a hostess all the way to manager since like when she was in high school, college to an adult. So nothing could faze her. But this woman phased her. She goes out there. She's like, well, I have to go deal with this. It's not coming her salad. I promise you that. What the fuck? So she goes up there and she's like, ma'am, like, I can promise you, I can guarantee you, there's no cum in your salad. That is a ranch dressing, but I will get you a new one immediately. And this lady starts throwing a fit. And she's like, no. I know there's cum in my salad. I've tasted cum before and I know cum when I taste cum. I'm literally hearing this like, oh my gosh. Like, and she's yelling this now at the restaurant. She was very upset. And I was like, they're going to think there's cum in the salad. The customer is like, just getting crazier and crazier. And my manager's like, ma'am, like, you're going to need to calm down. Please calm down. Like, I would love to get you a new salad. We can write the salad off. You know, you don't have to pay for the salad. Get you something fresh. Get you an appetizer. Let's get this situated. Like, we don't want you yelling that there's cum in the salad when there's not. So finally, the woman like calms down. She gets her new salad. Honestly, I don't even remember the rest of that like night for that poor table and that poor server. But I just remember like she kept being like more difficult about all the food. And honestly, it really sucks. But in the food service, especially in America, people kind of know if they complain enough and act crazy enough, like you'll get your food maybe comped. Like you can get some of your food for free. Like we say a comp, and a comp is like when you get some of your food like written off the tab and you don't have to pay for it. And usually that's in like extreme situations where maybe there was like a hair in your food or something was like burnt and given to you. Like if it was a really messed up order, sometimes, you know, things happen. Sometimes your server just writes your order wrong. Sometimes you can get food for free. But people sometimes come into restaurants and try to purposely out of the gate, try to get their food for free, even if it's not like messed up. And this happens so often. And as a server, you kind of have to start like realizing when somebody's not even like complaining to be real, they're just trying to complain to get free food. You kind of just have to become aware of this. And it sucks though, because then as like a server, you're going to be the one that gets in trouble and yelled at when these people start complaining about their food. Usually it's not as extreme as women yelling that there's cum in their salad, but it's usually something where people just are nonstop like, oh, this wasn't right. You took 2 minutes to bring this food out, and then you took too long to get me my soda. Like they're nitpicking everything, trying to get free food because they know if they call the manager will try to, you know, give you something. The second I saw a table, like when I was serving, trying to act like getting free food like that, I would immediately tell like my manager, hey, I'm doing everything right. I'm trying to write down their order as best as I can, but they're definitely trying to, like, you know, get some free food. I just want you to be aware so that I don't get yelled at, because that's the sucky part. The server is the one who gets yelled at for messing up orders if people are complaining that something's wrong when it wasn't, or if they lie saying I messed up on something. Oh my gosh. Like, when you're a server, you have to put up with so much shit, but the men are sometimes just as bad. Like, yes, this woman threw a fit about cum in her salad, but no, men make mistakes and then don't want to admit they're wrong when you're serving. That's the thing. Customers in their ego freaking sucks. People don't want to admit they're wrong for some reason. Like, sometimes people misspeak and say the wrong thing, or they, I'll tell them something on the menu and they don't listen to me, and then they order it and then they don't like it later on. Like, one time I'm even just taking this guy's order for wine. He's with a big party of people, you know, he's obviously trying to impress them. It's some like work event. I totally get it. And he wants to order some wine. Well, he picks a red wine and it's very, very expensive. It's one of our top bottles. I think it's like a $300 bottle. He says he wants that one. This is not something to mess around with. So I literally go over, look at the menu with him. I point and I say, you want this wine? And I say the name and he says, yes. I said, okay, you want this bottle of wine? I say it again and I write it down. I go back, I get the wine, I bring it to the table, I open the bottle. You have to do a full presentation. So I brought it to the table. I show them the wine label. I properly open it. I have them taste it. And then he's like, oh, I actually don't want this wine. I didn't order this wine. And I was like, no, sir. No, sir. Sorry, you did. You did, because I actually pointed it to you on the menu. And he was like, no, 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 I didn't. I was like, okay, I'm going to go to my manager. 1 minute. I go back. I tell my manager, look, sir, I freaking made sure this man knew what he was ordering. I pointed at it. I showed him it. I said it before I opened the bottle. I even made sure to make a big deal of showing the bottle. You usually have to present it, like, you know, nice and fancy, but I really presented this bottle so he knew. Then my manager goes back, and then he's a guy to guy. And he's like, oh yeah, sorry. No, like, I guess I did order that. And I was like, yeah, no shit. Like, so you'll tell him, yeah, no, you made a mistake. But to me, you're trying to get me in trouble. Like, oh, that's like the craziest shit about working customer service. It's just like the customer's word versus your word as like the employee. And usually the managers can be assholes sometimes and trust the customer. But usually, hopefully you have a good manager who usually backs up, you know, their employees and listens to you. But honestly, it's hit or miss. It is hit or miss. Restaurant culture is hilarious though, because it is literally just, it is chaos. Think of like high school, but with older people, and now you can buy drugs and get alcohol, okay? Even if you're not of age, because even if you're not of drinking age, older people at the restaurant get shit for you. So you immediately have an older sister, older brother kind of connection in the way that you've got somebody that's going to hook you up. Like, if you want to buy some kush, you want to buy that, you know, green grain, they got you. If you want to buy a freaking handle of vodka or Bacardi or like Smirnoff, like, they'll get it next door. You throw in like, I'll buy you lunch next time you're working. Like, it is a barter system when you work in a restaurant with your fellow restaurantians, like with your fellow employees. You guys be spilling tea. Everybody's ancestral. The servers are fucking servers, bussers, everybody's flirting. The sexual tension in customer service is insane between employees. Like, there's party on the weekends, parties where just the restaurant people get together. Like, it's freaking wild. And like, you're getting these jobs when you're like, well, I was like 15 and a half, like, and you've seen all this shit, you're like, what the hell? The funny thing too in restaurant culture and honestly just customer service is, for some reason, we drop like all social norms about like workplace conversation and have no boundaries. Like, your coworker can be telling you about literally their one night stand from a year ago where they caught an STD, and then the next thing you know, a customer walks in and you're like, hi, where can I see you today? Like, there is a duality to back and forth. And I honestly had this one gay coworker. He was so great, so nice. And he would be telling me about his hookups, and it made me realize, wow, you might be good at giving blowjobs and all the sex, but I will never be able to be a gay man. I cannot compete. Because he would be telling me about his hookups and just like all the dick and everything. And I was shook, because back then I was young. I was like 16. I was not getting any. So I was like, what the hell? He was one time describing to me a blowjob that he was giving and like how he liked it. And he was like, yeah, like, I really like when I like giving a blowjob, I love like the taste of their dick and like the texture of the dick. The taste and texture of a dick. Oh my gosh. I was literally shook, because I'm like, what? Like I like guys, but like, I don't like dick that much. Like, I'm not enjoying the flavor of the cock like a popsicle. I'm not like interested in the texture of the different cocks. Like, I've never thought about that. I don't want to think about that really. Usually it's not that like when you put it in your mouth, obviously you want to like suck it, but it's not like my favorite thing to like, this is the flavor of this dick. Like, no, you are a professional. I do have to say though, your girly did steal a lot of those good tips that he told me back then. And just talking about like his sex life, I definitely learned a lot and took a lot away, because I was like, who better to teach you how to suck dick than a gay guy? Like, his advice was top tier. Like, I would always ask him questions. Like, if he was telling me a story, I would like ask those, you know, inquisitive questions, really dive into the conversation. But it is so funny because that's honestly just like what you do in a restaurant. Like, you'll be having insane conversations with your coworkers, and then like a customer comes up, and then you're annoyed, and then you're like, bitch, I'm trying to have a conversation here. Like, can you wait 5 more seconds before I sit to your table or something? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you can be talking to the 30-year-old busser having a good conversation about their work day, and then go back to like the 16-year-old teeny pop, and then be talking about like her high school prom. Because that's the thing, like in customer service, in jobs like this, it's so good when you're young, because it teaches you how to work with like a lot of different age groups. Especially when you're young, in high school, college, you're so only exposed mainly to your age group, only like your friends and maybe a little bit people maybe a wee bit older, but nothing like really extreme. So working in these places is really great, because honestly it gives you like an insight into working with older people, working with people of different, you know, backgrounds, different situations. Like, working in customer service is a mix of everybody and anybody. You can have a 55-year-old, you know, coworker doing the same job as you, and then like a 15-year-old coworker. You really do see, like, at the end of the day, like, everybody's the same. Like, it doesn't matter if you're 55 or if you're 16, like, everybody wants to get into their job, make their money, maybe have like a good, decent shift, you know, maybe have a good friend or two. But at the end of the day, we're all just there to get our work done and go home. Like, we're over it. I do have to say though, yes, when you're working in a restaurant and working customer service jobs, when you're young in these positions, you're working with a lot of different age groups, but it's also bad because let me tell you this, men can be creepy. I have had so many weird situations with like other coworkers, male managers, where they're just being out of line, like crossing your boundaries, you know, making kind of sexual comments to you when you're young, when you're like 16, when you're a minor, underage, under 18. Coworkers can be very flirty and kind of weird. I've even had like managers be out of pocket and just like saying comments to you like about your looks or something that they shouldn't be saying. Or even like the chef, you know, head chef kind of being a little too flirty and trying to always like joke or almost trying to touch you, like, you know, always having a reason to like need to like put a hand on your shoulder or something like that. And this is like uncalled for. This is not cool. I literally one time had like a server say something to me like way too flirty, but I was way too shy to be able to really speak up to myself. I was young and I was just like, I didn't know what to say back. And one of my coworkers, she got freaking mad. She was an older mom and she was like, what the fuck did you just say to her? And he was like, I was just like, you know, being nice. And she was like, no, that's not appropriate here. You don't talk to your coworkers like that. And you don't talk to her like that. She is a teenager. She is 16. You don't talk to her like that. You don't talk to her. And I was like, damn, like, oh, like, thank you. And then he walks away all embarrassed. You know, he just got his ass called out. She's like, you need to stand up for yourself, especially in this environment. She's like, you're going to work in customer service for a while. You need to speak up for yourself. Allie, you can't let people talk to you like that. And especially these men. She's like, you're going to work in these environments. They're going to try to pull stuff with you. Do not let that happen. You need to set your tone immediately. It's not funny. It's not cute. If you don't like it, she's like, they're going to continue doing it. And they're going to keep pushing your boundaries because you can't set them. And honestly, looking back at that, I really appreciate her because, you know, that was a woman sticking up for a woman. Guys can be creepy. Shit, even women can be creepy. Totally women, older women are flirting with the freaking young male staff as well. Like, it goes vice versa. And in these environments, you really just have to speak up for yourself. Like, that's the only thing about these jobs, whether it be customer service at like, you know, a restaurant or working at a clothing store. I know so many friends of mine, all women, who have said like, yeah, they've had creepy bosses, creepy managers, men, you know, pushing the limits, and it needs to be spoken up for. And like, it needs to be validated because it happens way too often where people are just like, oh no, it's just like a joke. And it's not cool at all. And it kind of sucks in this environment. And that's honestly like what really pushed me when I was younger to not want to be a chef anymore. Because I used to really want to be a chef when I was younger. Like, I saw Ratatouille, it changed my world. Ratatouille made me think I was gonna be bon appetit chefing it up.
one day I took like French thinking I was going to, you know, go explore France and my culinary arts and study there. And then like my bubble got freaking popped when I started working in a restaurant. Not only did I realize I was going to be struggling financially for a while if I was going to be a chef, but I was also going to have to put up with a lot of sexual harassment as a woman in a very male dominated area with a lot of weird creepy pervs in the restaurant industry. And then I'd have to deal with annoying ass customers and restaurant culture. Restaurant culture is insane, and I didn't want to deal with that. I was like, hold up, Miss Ratatouille. Like, no, no, no. I don't want to do this anymore. Restaurants freaking suck. I don't want to have to be in one here like every few days. I don't care if it's a 5-star Michelin restaurant in Monaco. That restaurant's got drama. Everybody's fucking. I don't care. It just happens anywhere in the world. The restaurant world is insane, but it makes you a really hard worker. You have like freaking drive. You know how to handle pressure. I think that if anybody really wants a good base on how to like grow up, learn how to work with others, work in customer service at a young age, because even though it's complete shit and like a little dumpster fire of a job, it's also super, super good to prep you for like the future world and job market and how the world really works. And yeah, like everybody does cocaine. Didn't know that, but now I do. Everybody in the family just high functioning cocaine addicts, and we just didn't know that because I've worked in so many restaurants, so many different jobs, and so many people are doing cocaine casually. Like the world runs on cocaine, apparently. It is insane. I personally am not a skier myself in that way. I don't need it. It's not for me. I think I tried it once. No, I don't think. I know I tried it once. I tried it once.
Twice, maybe twice.
And honestly, didn't feel a lot of effects because, guys, this energy is 100% natural, raw, organic energy. It runs in my family. My mom's like this too. She's very energetic. I have a very energetic energy and aura, and cocaine wasn't going to do it for me. I didn't need that shit. Even in the restaurant world, I didn't need that shit. But it really does teach you the restaurant world how to work through people not getting along, maybe disagreeing with coworkers. You still have to manage, you know, as a team. It really does teach you like that collaboration you need, and also like how to speak up, how to talk to other people, you know, how to talk to, you know, customers coming in, how to, you know, use your big girl voice. Because like, honestly, when I first started working in customer service, like I was so shy and soft-spoken and like not too like dominant and taking control of like a situation because I just wasn't used to like having this on my plate. But then working in customer service really taught me how to like speak up for myself, how to, you know, call attention to myself like when needed to gain an audience. You know, you learn how to manage a lot at once. You really learn how to multitask and run different situations in stressful environments, and it really is so good to learn that. I think it really just sets people apart, even because sometimes I just tell people that have had to work and those that don't. And I know it's not like shitting on the silver spoons of the world. Like I totally wish I was. I was like, I would totally like give anything if I could just be like, yeah, you can just be born really rich and never have to do shit and never have to work in customer service. Of course I would take that. Of course. But I will tell you this, the bitches that are working are more successful. They know how to get shit done, and they know how to get their shit done by themselves. Okay. Friends like this that fully understand what it's like to actually have to have a job and work are just so good because they're so considerate of your time and energy that you invest into your friendship and like what you give to your friendship. They really are just like so much more grateful and appreciative, and like it makes you just feel better. But like, it's important to have these things, like people that are self-aware and understanding of what it's like to survive. And that's why I absolutely love doing what I do and being a creator. Like when you're working so much, you don't have the time to create. Stop doing creative aspects, whether it be reading or writing or things like that I really enjoy when I was in high school and even in college, because I just had to give so much of my time and energy to either working or, you know, my education and my school. And finally, like out of school, finished my college degree just last year. Like I'm feeling like I finally have the time to create and do the things that I want to do. And while I've been working at restaurants in the background, while I've like started doing my content creation, I also was able to start investing more time into creating things when I was able to actually start working less and make some money off of my creations, whether it be writing or speaking or talking to you guys like on TikTok. It's such like an amazing ability to not have to work as hard at these other jobs and be able to fully invest my time. And now I decided this last year to start doing like OnlyFans as well as doing my content creation and to fully stop working at like restaurants and doing side gigs and like marketing jobs, like fully step away from that and just focus on my content creation and my OnlyFans. But I took the time away to do that, and it is such a freaking pleasure of mine, and it makes me so happy to be able to do that because I love creating things. And I know like lots of people don't agree with doing OnlyFans, and I totally understand that. Like, it is not for everybody. Definitely not. I would not even recommend it to some of my friends when they ask me like, oh, do you think I could do OnlyFans? Like, no, I'll tell them upright. OnlyFans is not easy. Sex is not easy. Porn is not easy. Like, whoever said like these jobs are just like easy, whatever, like all she does is knock up sex. Bitch, no. Have you tried these things? Have you tried giving a little deep throat head for like 25 minutes? Bitch, it is a handful of like outdoor marketing. I have a degree in marketing, so I have learned a lot about how to push things, but it's a shit ton of work. Like, all day, every day, I have to post for my OnlyFans, for my TikTok, all these things, but it's what I absolutely love doing. I worked in jobs for years where I had to be there at a certain time and work for like 8 hours, hard work, customer service, dealing with people you don't want to deal with, people that are taking out their anger and their frustrations on you. I've worked in big girl jobs in sales and marketing where there's high clientele, you're stressed out, you're doing a shit ton of paperwork, and you have no time for your outside life. But whatever, society approves that and loves that life when you're literally like drained dead and have no time and you have no work-life balance. But then when people start, you know, getting creative and doing non-traditional jobs like content creation or even OnlyFans or going into like these other jobs that have normally not been accessible, people really have a lot of judgment and hate towards it without fully understanding the amount of freedom it gives us. Like, creatives have so much more freedom than the 9-to-5ers, and I will take that freedom any day of the week. I'm so grateful to be able to do that over having to work in a restaurant right now and dealing with like a mad line cook yelling at me because I forgot to take the fucking onions off of a burger. Like, I just love the job and the freedom that the job gives me. And it's been so exciting because I'm actually going to be going next week on a little bit of a trip because your girl recently signed to an agency. Yes, I signed into a marketing, like social media agency. Eventually, I knew like with my OnlyFans and with doing this, I wouldn't have the time to really manage doing the backdoor outdoor marketing, you know, get paid for the work I do. So it's been really more complicated as I've been getting more busy. Signing with this agency, I'm so excited to do because I finally can just have the time to really work on creating the best content for you guys. And next week, I'm going to be going on a trip to meet my agency as well. I'm going to meet a bunch of the creators that they also manage. I've never met other, you know, content creators in this type of environment, in this type of sphere. And I just don't know how I'm going to be accepted in that sphere, being so openly sexual, making jokes about it, and just being as I am. We'll see. Usually I easily make friends. I don't think anybody's going to be mean, but I am nervous of being, you know, lots of people. I know what I do, what I say. It's not everybody's values. Not everybody's so open about what I talk about. But I hope that everybody's super warm and inviting. I feel like I'm pulling up to the first day of high school, and I don't even know what to pack. Maybe I'll do like a little video showing you guys what I'm gonna pack because dress code. Like, I don't freaking know. We are gonna find out though because it's gonna be exciting. All right, guys. It is time to wrap it up, though. We are going to be doing some Q&As. Okay, let's get into it. First question. Hi, I've been having some problems with bed wasting. I really need your help. How do I spice things up through messaging? Okay, so if you're texting a guy and you're kind of like stressed about what to say, don't always constantly ask somebody like what they're doing. Like, oh, what are you doing now? Like, get away from like, what are you doing? And say like, oh, hey, like, how's it going? Are you feeling today? No, can you just like ask questions that have like a good conversation starter? I know it feels silly trying to ask these questions, but just get the conversation going, kind of lead it up. the conversation more exciting, start sending voice memos. Voice memos are so, so hot. Send voice memos and kind of send pictures of what we're doing. So if you just bought a cute little smoothie, text your boo thing a cute little picture of you drinking your smoothie. But kind of treat the text like a Snapchat. If you're in bed, send a little pretty pic, you know, kind of makes texting more exciting and like less dry.
Okay, next question. Hey girl, just had a question. Would it hurt when having sex for the first time? I'm curious about it because I'm nervous for my first time. Honestly, having sex your first time, yes, it's going to be like tense. It's going to be a little bit tighter, but it's not going to be extremely painful or anything scary. As long as you do a little bit of warm up, do some preparation, you know, use some lube if you have to, and it will help and feel so much better, and lots of preparation by them on you. Make sure they go down on you, warm you up so that your muscle down there is really relaxed. You might bleed a little bit, but that's not like a sign of pain. Even if it's not your first time, you might just notice a little bit. It's completely natural. Okay, next question. Hi, Hallie. I'm quite inexperienced, but every time the person I'm having sex with tries to penetrate in missionary, or if I'm on my side, it hurts a lot. It just doesn't go in. I am very frustrated. Any advice? Okay, so pretty much having problems with penetration. Kind of similar to our last question, but it kind of goes in hand with being relaxed. If you're having trouble slipping into the position, it just means that you're very tight. And I honestly have this happen all the time. It means you probably just need some more warm up. You need some more time down there. Last but not least, like always try a different position. It may be the position. It could also be like a size problem. Maybe if he doesn't always have the biggest things, sometimes it can be kind of a difficult position in missionary or laying down on your side. It's not big enough to kind of go in. So it might be a size thing. Not that that's a problem. It just means it's something you need to work with and try a different position possibly. All right, guys, that wraps up another episode of Girl Core. Stay tuned because next Sunday I have a very fun episode coming for you guys. I will see you soon.